Judges chapter 9.
啊，自从士师基甸死后，以色列百姓又犯罪。
After Gideon died, the Israelites sinned once more.
进到第五个堕落的循环里头。
And this, they enter into the fifth sinning cycle.
九章一到六节，提到亚比米勒他自立为王。
And verses 1 to 6 talks about Abimelech electing himself to be the king.
他是基甸的妾所生的儿子。
He was a son of one of Gideon's concubines.
一到三节记载他到他的众母舅那边示剑地去收买人心。
He went over to his mother's father's house, which was in Shechem, and tried to gather some people.
让我们想起亚沙龙也曾经收买过人心。
This reminds me of Absalom and what he did.
得人的喜悦。
He tried to please the crowd.
亚比米勒他对他的母舅那边的人众人说，是愿意基甸的七十个儿子来管理你们好，还是我一个人来管理你们好？
The question he posed for the group was, would you like all 70 of the sons of Gideon to rule over you, or just one of them?
我是你们的骨肉。
I am your own flesh and bone.
因为他妈妈是属于他们那边的人。
Because these are all his relatives, his mother's relatives.
于是这个示剑人的心就归向他了。
And so the heart of the people in Shechem turned toward him.
从偶像庙中取得这个钱给亚比米勒，所以他雇佣了一些匪徒跟随他。
They got some money from the temple and gave it to Abimelech, who then hired some worthless and reckless men.
四到五节记载亚比米勒残杀自己的手足兄弟。
And then he went and killed his blood siblings, his brothers.
因为他要当王。
That's because he wanted to be the king.
他把他的兄弟七十个人通通杀掉。
He killed all 70 of his brothers.
除了小儿子这个基甸的小儿子约坦，他躲藏了，免去了这个杀生之祸。
Except for one, the youngest son of Gideon, whose name was Jotham.
所以示剑人就立亚比米勒做王。
So the people in Shechem made Abimelech king.
我们看到这个手足相残的悲剧在基甸的家庭里头发生。
We see this tragedy of siblings killing one another in this household.
我们早上说到基甸他有很多的太太。
This morning we mentioned that Gideon married many wives.
我们从圣经里头可以看到很多的家庭因为多妻有了这个家庭的一些困扰跟问题。
And the theme of echoes in the Bible, which is people with many wives often have conflicts within the household.
像雅各。
For example, Jacob's.
因为他妻子多所以就难免会有这偏私的爱在里头。
Because he had more than one wife, so he showed partiality.
因为他爱拉结，所以特别爱拉结生的儿子。
And because he liked Rachel more, he liked her children more.
也就是约瑟。
That is Joseph.
这也造成其他的儿子的不和。
So that causes discord among the brethren.
然后把害约瑟，要把约瑟卖到埃及去。
And that resulted in Joseph being sold to the land of Egypt.
大卫的家庭也是这样。
Likewise in the household of David.
大卫的多妻也为他的这个儿孙们带来的灾祸。
David's numerous sons also brought disaster to his offsprings.
儿女众多原本是神的赏赐跟福气。
To multiply, to have many children is originally a blessing from God.
但问题在于，如果有了偏私，如果没有好好的教导。
But the problem is, if we don't teach our children properly,
就会有像这里这个手足相残的事情发生。
Then we would end up in this kind of a tragedy.
七节到二十一节这是约坦 对这个事件呢所做的一个讲的一个比喻。
Jothan then made an analogy of this incident in verses 11 to 22.
有人呢、把它称作、叫做树的歌、
Sorry, 7 to 22, and some people call this the song of a tree.
约坦他到了基利山顶上，向众人啊来讲这个故事。
So he went up to the mount and told everyone this story.
以这个树木要高一棵树木做王，来比喻啊。这个亚比米勒要当王。
So he said he used a tree, wanting to be anointed to be a king to foreshadow the events that his brother did.
要高橄榄树。
Oh, first it was going to be an olive tree that was to be anointed.
橄榄树拒绝了。
But the olive tree refused.
说我能岂能止住供奉神和尊重人的油啊？
And he said, should I cease to give oil which honors God and men?
来在众树之上做王呢。
And to go above all trees and be a king?
于是又去找无花果树。
And then they seeked a fig tree.
无花果树也拒绝，说我岂能止住所结甜美的果子来做王。
And the fig tree said, how can I cease from bearing sweet and good fruits?
于是又找葡萄树了。
And then they went and sought out a vine.
葡萄树也拒绝。
The vine also refused.
我岂可止住使神和人喜和人喜乐的新酒来做王？
Saying, how can I stop bearing the new wine that both men and God like?
所以这些树拒绝的原因，正是约坦用来指责以色指责这个以色列众人以及亚比米勒。
All these reasons the trees gave were used by Jotham to criticize the people and Abimelech.
不尊重人，不侍奉神。
First was they did not respect God and they did not respect people nor honor God.
失去了甜美，失去了喜乐。
They have lost sweetness and joy.
接下来故事讲到他们去请这个荆棘来做。
And then the story continues that they ask a bramble or thorns to become a king.
荆棘说你们若诚诚实实的告我就要投在我的荫下，不然愿火从荆棘里头出来烧灭尼巴嫩的香柏树。
Now the bramble said, if you anoint me as king, come and take shelter, otherwise fire will come out and devour you.
这里用诚诚实实来讽刺亚比米勒跟事件人之间的他们之间是不诚实是诡诈相待，利益挂钩的。
With the word truth, it's a sarcasm toward the people that follow Abimelech who did not follow the truth.
接着就责备这些以色列人忘恩负义忘记他的父亲基甸冒死解救他们。
He then criticizes the people for not remembering the work and the blessings that their father gave them.
反而帮助这个妾所生的亚比米勒来攻击基甸的全家。
Instead, they helped son of a concubine and attacked the rest of the household.
并且杀害了他的儿子。
And they harmed Gideon's sons.
最后咒诅他们，愿火从亚比米勒发出来烧灭事件人。
Finally, he spoke a curse, saying that let fire come out and devour all the people in Shechem.
愿火从事件人和米罗人出来烧灭亚比米勒。
And may fire come out of the city of Shechem and Beth Milo devour Abimelech.
这是对事件人以及亚比米勒的咒诅。
This was Jotham's curse to the people in Shechem and Beth Milo.
在22节到49节记载亚比米勒当士师当王的时期的一些动乱。
And then verses 22 to 49 record some uprisings when Abimelech was king.
果然如同约坦所说的，亚比米勒跟事件人 之间呢、啊、是以诡诈互相对待。
So just as Jotham had predicted, people treated each other with ill spirits.
啊，在26-45记载，啊，亚比米勒啊跟这个加勒啊之间呢、啊、争夺领导权。
Here another person called Gal competed with Abimelech for the power to rule.
哦，后来啊是亚比米勒得胜。
And at the end, Abimelech won.
啊，于是啊一不做二不休啊，啊干脆把四件人呢、啊、也屠杀烧毁了。
And as at the end of the battle, Abimelech decided to even burn down and kill all the people in the city of Shechem.
啊，如同约坦的咒诅一样应验了。
And this fulfilled the prophecy of Jotham.
啊，四件既然被毁，啊亚比米勒想另找一座城市来取代。
And since the city of Shechem was destroyed, he looked for another city to replace it.
看上了提贝斯。
So he went to Thebes.
但是在攻打这座城的时候
，But as he was trying to capture the city,
啊，有一个妇人，啊，把这个磨石，这个上磨石啊，啊，抛到亚比米勒的头上，把他的头给打破了。
A certain woman dropped a millstone, and it landed on Abimelech's head, and it crushed his skull.
啊，于是啊，亚比米勒啊，就死掉。
So Abimelech died.
啊，在临死之前呢、啊，生怕啊，人家会议论他被一个妇人所杀，啊，于是要旁边的少年人呢、啊，把他刺死。
And sadly, before he died, he didn't want people to say a woman killed him, so he asked someone next to him to kill him with a sword.
亚比米勒一死，以色列人各归各个地方去。
And as Abimelech died, all the Israelites went to their own places and dispersed.
啊，在九章的56-57啊，啊，这是圣经对他们啊，对亚比米勒跟对世界人所下的一个注解。
And the last two verses is somewhat of a commentary of these events.
啊，是神报应亚比米勒向他父亲所行的恶。
As God repaid the wickedness of Abimelech, which he had done to his father.
五十七节说，世界人一啊，世界人的一切恶，神也都报应在他们的头上。
And all the evil of the men in Shechem, God returned on their own heads.
约旦的咒诅归到他们身上。
And the curse of Jotham came upon them all.
我说在这边我们看到说，恶有恶报。
So we see that evil was repaid with evil.
亚比米勒的残忍。
The cruelty of Abimelech,
啊，还有世间人的诡诈
and the trickery of the city of Shechem,
都得到他们应有的报应
were all rewarded, fittingly.
第十章啊，一开始啊，记载这两个啊，这个小士师哈。
So then, chapter 10 begins with two small, minor prophet, judges.
啊，陀拉啊，跟这个埃尔
was prophet, judge Tola and judge Jair.
啊，圣经对他们的这个记载啊，只有短短的几节。
There are only a few verses on these two people.
哦，陀拉做以色列士师23年就死了。
Tola was a judge for 23 years and he passed.
哦，埃尔做以色列人啊的士师22年。
Jair was a judge for 22 years.
啊，他特别记载他有30个儿子，骑着30匹驴呀、啊，有30座城。
And here the Bible specially records he had 30 sons who rode on 30 donkeys and they had 30 towns.
仿佛在创世纪那里的啊，我们看到的啊那个族谱的记载啊。
This it's almost like a genealogy.
啊，人的一生啊，啊就是生养儿女，然后就死了。
That in the genealogy, people had sons and daughters and then they died.
哦，但是让啊这两位士师不同的啊是他们。曾经被神使用过。
But what differs here is that these two were once used by God.
哦，今天我们要怎么样让我们这种虚空短暂的人生，能够成为不虚空、丰盈的人生
？And how do we make our lives meaningful and not to have lived in vain？
在于我们的生命是不是曾经参与过神的工作。
And the answer is, it would be meaningful if we have participated in the work of God.
是不是愿意让神使用
？If we're willing to be used by God.
所以陀拉跟埃尔曾经在他们生命当中有过一段神所使用的历史。
So Tola and Jer had a period of time where they were used by God.
让平淡的生命啊，灿烂。
So their originally mundane life or plain course of life now is being glorified.
留在圣经的记载里头。
And in the form that it was recorded in the Bible.
在十章的第六节开始。记载着以色列堕落的第六个循环。
And the sixth sinning cycle starts in verse 6.
在六到九节啊，以色列人啊，他们又犯罪了。
Here the Israelites sinned once again.
拜偶像，离弃神。
They worship idols and they left God.
于是神的怒气向他们发作，就把他们交在非利士人和亚门人的手中。
And the anger of God came upon them and gave them into the hands of the Amorites and the Philistines.
被欺压八年。
They were oppressed for 18 years.
在这段期间里头啊，以色列人他们同样又呼求神的帮助。
And likewise, they cried out for the help of God.
十节记载以色列人向神的呼求。
Verse 10 records their crying.
承认得罪神，承认离弃神。
They admitted that they have sinned and forsaken God.
十一节到十四节是神的责备。
11 to 14 was the reply and the chastisement.
责备他们的忘恩。
He criticized that they had forgotten his grace.
甚至啊，神说我不再救你们了。
That they were ungrateful, he even said, I will not deliver you again.
以色列百姓啊，于是悔改。
Then the people of Israel repented.
承认他们犯罪，愿神任意的来处罚。
They said, we have sinned, do to us whatever seems best to you.
但是只求啊，神今日来拯救他们。
But only deliver us today.
有了懊悔的心，还要加上改变的行为。
With a repentful heart, we need to have actions to match them.
十章的十六节记载他们除掉外邦的这个偶像。
So in 16, they destroyed, they put away the foreign gods.
十七十八节谈到当时亚门人聚集安营要攻打他们。
17:18 describes how the Amorites encamped around them to attack them.
在基列那。以色列人也聚集在米斯巴。
And they encamped at Gilead, and the Israelites gathered at Mizpah.
那基列的民众和首领商量如果有人能够先去攻打亚门人必要做基列和一切居民的领袖。
And then the leaders, the Israelite leaders, came together and said, whoever fights against the people of Ammon should be a leader in Gilead.
他们盼望有一位领袖来领导他们抵抗外来的欺负。
They were looking for a leader to oppress their enemies.
这是第十章的内容。
So that was in chapter 10.
十一章记载神兴起士师耶弗他。
Chapter 11 talks about Judge Jephthah.
一到十一节谈到耶弗他的出生跟兴起。
Verses 1 to 11 describes his birth.
耶弗他是个大能的勇士。
He was a mighty man of valor.
但是出身却不怎么光彩，他是个妓女的儿子。
But his past was not so glorious. He was the son of a harlot.
在基列出生的。
He was born in Gilead.
那于是他被赶逐
So he was actually cast out from his house.
被他的手足兄弟因为他是妓女的儿子他给赶逐。
His brothers chased him out of the house because he was the son of a harlot.
所以就跟一些匪徒在一起出入。
So he banded himself together with other men.
当这个亚门人侵扰攻打以色列人的时候
，So when the people from Ammon started to fight against the Israelites，
基列的长老到了这个陀伯去见耶弗他，要请他回来带领他们抵抗亚门人的欺负。
The elders of Gilead went and sought out Jephthah to be their military leader。
所以四节到十一节我们看到。 这个基列的长老跟耶夫他立约。
And here they made an agreement, the elder and Jephthah.
好，首先耶夫他就问这些长老们啊，说你们不是从前不是恨我，把我赶出父家吗？
Jephthah first asked them, "Didn't you hate me and expel me out of my father's house?"
现在遇到有困难啊，就懂得来找我了。
Why have you come to me now that you're in distress?
好，这些长老们呢、啊，他们放下身段，他们谦卑来回答耶夫他。
And the elders then lowered their voices and answered Jephthah.
对他提出当领袖的条件。
And they listed some requirements of a military leader.
耶夫他说啊，如果你要我回去啊。
Jephthah said, "If you want me to go back."
跟这个亚门人征战，神把他们交给我，我可以做你们的领袖吗？
And I fight with the people of Ammon, and the Lord delivers them to me. Should I be your leader?
基列的长老说啊，有神在我们当中作证，我们一定会照你的话做的。
And the elder said, "As with the Lord as a witness, we will do according to your words."
于是耶弗他就放弃以前的成见啊，就跟着长老回来了。
So Jephthah forgot everything that they had done to them.Done to him in the past, and he went with the elders.
带领他们来抵抗亚门人的侵略。
So he led the people to fight against the people of Ammon.
在这边我们看到，这些基列的长老们也有可取的地方。
Here we could learn a few points from the elders.
当这个国家正在用人之际他们能够不计前嫌放下身段为国家。来推举栋梁之才啊。
During the time of crisis, when the nation is in need of different kinds of leaders, they are able to lower themselves and come to people who have been despised in the past and ask for help.
这种风范真的是不简单啊。
This is indeed very difficult to do.
今天在神国里头啊，也正是缺乏这样的人啊。
In the kingdom of God, we also need people like this.
就像这个使徒时代需要这个巴拿巴一样。
This is the same reason that the apostles needed Barnabas.
当富家子弟马可因为吃不了苦而离开保罗而去。
And when Mark could not endure any longer, he left Paul.
等到下一次保罗跟巴拿巴又要出去布道。巴拉巴又想要带马可前往，但是保罗反对。
So during their next trip, Paul didn't want to bring Mark along, but Barnabas didn't mind.
这个曾经吃不了苦跑掉的。
Paul said he couldn't even take any little suffering. I don't want to bring him anymore.
意志不坚定。
And he was wavering in his mind.
甚至因为这件事情闹翻了，他跟巴拉巴就分开。
And this.Went on even to the point that Paul and Barnabas went their separate ways.
但是当保罗在他这个经历练了一段时日之后
，But after Paul had experienced some more things.
在我们在他的这个建议书信里头看到说要把马可带来。
We saw that in his letters written in the prison, he wrote to bring Mark to me.
肯定他对他的帮助。
And he then affirms the help of Mark to him.
还好有巴拿巴帮助。
And it's fortunate that Barnabas was able to intercede.
神的教会就失去了马可这样的人才了。
Otherwise, the Church of God would lose one of the helpers.
那今天每个人都有在信仰上高低起伏的时候。
Everyone goes through their ups and downs in faith.
我们也应该像这边激烈的长老们有这种远见有宽阔的胸襟。
We should similarly learn to have the vision that the elders of Gilead had and to have an open heart.
包容彼此包容这个不成熟的过去。
And to have a large enough heart to accept the past of other people.
才能够在爱当中来造就彼此。
Only then can we edify each other truly in love.
十二节，我们看回哈，这个十一章，四世纪的十一章。十二节开始，哈，十二节到二十七节是耶和他啊，他跟亚门人啊来辩理呀。
So coming back to verses 12 to 17, Jephthah argued with the people of Ammon.
他没有啊，一开始就打仗，他先跟他们讲理呀。
They didn't start out with fighting, they started out talking with each other.
是不是有什么误会？
And they wanted to, he wanted to know if there was any misunderstanding.
为什么你们亚门人来攻打我们？
And he wanted to know why they wanted to fight against them.
我们看到耶弗他不是一个喜欢随意出兵打仗的人。
So we could see that Jephthah didn't really want to pick a fight.
能够避免动干戈避免这个流血，尽量就避免。
He wanted to avoid having to kill one another and to pick up their weapons.
所以他先请使者去询问为什么亚门人你们要来入侵我们。
So he sent a messenger to ask, why do you want to come against our city?
这让我们想到说，在约书亚记的后面这个河东的两支派班他们回去之后做了一个祭坛，引起其他的支派大大的恐慌，认为他们离弃神，另外要拜别的神。
This reminds me that at the end of the book of Joshua, the 2.5 tribes elected an altar themselves, and this caused a great confusion and misunderstanding. They thought that they were going to elect their own temples.
所以号召河西的支派准备要攻打河东两个支派班。
And so the tribes on the other side of the River Jordan gathered together to fight against the east side of Jordan.
还有当时耶稣亚先找人去问清楚
And however, Joshua went and asked to see what's going on first.
结果一问之下，才知道那个坛不是要来献祭的，是来做证据用的。
And after he asked, he realized that the altar was not for worship; it was simply to be a memorial.
原来河东这个两支派半怕说将来这个天然的这个约旦河这个界限会成为他们种族之间的隔离让他们的子孙忘记说，原来我们也是从我们跟河西那边的是同样一个祖先。
The people in the 2.5 tribes didn't want their descendants to forget that they also belong to the same family as the people on the other side of Jordan.
所以将来的子孙看到，这个约旦河东边、西边的祭坛、拜神的祭坛，通通一样。原来我们是同一个神的子民。
They wanted the children to see that it's the same altar on either side of the river bank, and that they belong to the same people.
所以是做证据用的。
And it was to be used as evidence.
真相大白当这些使者回去报告。约旦河西边的这些支派的领袖，大家都以这个事情为美就息兵了。
And after the spies went back, the messengers went back. Everyone thought it was a very good thing to do, and then they stopped all the men from fighting.
免去了一场不必要的争端战争。
And this great, this avoid a rather unnecessary battle.
所以有时候我们在这个弟兄姐妹当中我们难免也会有一些误解。
It is inevitable that we sometimes misunderstand each other.
有一次小弟去协助一个教会联恩会。
Once I was helping out with the spiritual convocation.
有人有弟兄告诉这个传道告诉当地的这个注目传道。
A brother told the resident pastor.
说这次的联恩会有一个弟兄在祷告的时候你们传道们长子来按手他感觉每按一次心里就凉一半按一次又凉一半按到后来什么都没有了这个祷告灵言也都不见了。
This brother told him that each time an elder or a deacon or a pastor lays hand on him, his faith would decrease by half. So with each hand laying, his faith diminished, and at the end, his Holy Spirit was no longer there.
越按越冷，到后来圣灵不见了。
He got colder and colder, and at the end, his spirit, Holy Spirit, left him.
哇，这问题就严重了。
And I thought that would be a really big problem.
就开始有人揣测。
So then people,
是谁按了才会冷, 谁按了不会冷。
And then people started to guess and wonder, whose hand laying was it that make his faith disappear?
是不是我们这些长子传道当中有人有问题？
Was it because there's problems among the elders and in the pastors and the deacons?
中共传道很有智慧啊, 他说, 是谁你跟我讲, 我自己去问他。
But the one of the pastors was full of wisdom. He said, who told you this? Let me go and ask and find out what's really going on.
哦, 后来就直接问那个, 啊, 被按说, 哦, 会越来越冷那个弟兄啊。
So then so he spoke directly to this brother with the experience.
知道正确的答案是什么?
Do you know what answer he got?
他说感谢主, 这一次我祷告说, 每一个传道长子啊, 来按手, 每按一次, 我就, 心里就越平静, 越按一次, 越平静, 到最后啊, 哇, 真的, 平静安稳在神的怀抱里头。
His version was, each time someone lays hand on me, my heart becomes calmer and calmer and calmer until I feel like I was embraced in the bosom of Jesus.
你看差多少啊?
So there's a big difference between the two versions.
所以感谢神哦, 很多时候, 误解啊, 就是因为这种事情发生。
And so, such things can lead to quite a bit of misunderstanding.
所以亚比米勒哦, 那个耶弗他就先去问问亚门人啊，是不是我们有什么误会啊？
So then Jephthah went and asked the people of Ammon, whether they could work this out.
哦，那从13节到27节，他是跟这个亚门王来辩驳这个道理啊，他精通以色列人的历史。
So from 13 to 27, he discussed this issue with the king of Ammon, and we know that Jephthah fully understood the history of the Israelites.
哦，因为亚门王啊，回答耶弗他啊，说因为你们侵占我的土地啊，所以我现在我要回来，我没有要攻打你们，我只是来要回我的土地。
Here the king of Ammon said, "You have taken over our land, and I'm not fighting against you. I just want to get back what used to belong to me."
还好啊，耶弗他对于哦他们祖先的历史很清楚啊。
And here, fortunately, Jephthah knew very well what the history of his ancestors was.
这段历史是记载在民数记的20章到22章。
This was recorded in the book of Numbers 20 to 22.
哦，选民本来要从以东那边经过啊，那以东拒绝。
The people wanted to pass through the Edom, and they refused to let him pass.
哦，啊，摩押也不让他们去。
And also they asked the land of Moab, and they also refused to let them pass through.
亚摩利人王啊, 甚至攻击他们。
And here even the king of Amorites attacked them.
哦，所以以色列人被迫啊, 起来反抗, 靠着神得胜。
So the Israelites was forced to then come out and fight against these people, and relying on God, they won.
而得到这个亚摩利王，亚摩利人他们的地。
And then they possessed the land of the Amorites.
一住住了300多年了。
And this was 300 years ago.
这300多年来，啊，你亚门人呐，啊，我们跟你相安无事啊，你也从来没有要来，啊，没有，从来没有，啊，有过什么事情。
And for all these years, the Amorites never gave us any trouble, and no one ever wanted it back.
现在怎么会说我们占了你的地呢？
Then why do you come now to say that we have occupied your land?
更何况这个地啊, 不是你们亚门人的, 这是以前亚摩利人的。
And moreover, this land doesn't belong to you, the people of Ammon. This used to belong to the Amorites.
我们看啊，耶和华他对于他们自己的历史很清楚。
So he understands very clearly what happened before.
所以亚门人啊，没办法唬得了他的。
So the Amorites could not trick him into thinking anything.
这让我们想到说，我们对我们自己认不认识， 对我们的信仰熟不熟悉啊？
So that asked us again whether how much we know about our own faith.
会不会啊，轻易就受骗上当，被异端就影响了？
Is it easy for other people with other faiths to lead us astray?
28节到31节。
28 to 31.
哦，谈到耶弗他啊，他跟亚门人征战。
talks of the battle between Jephthah and the people of Ammon.
但是在这里有一件事情发生了。
And here there was an incident.
就是耶弗他向神许愿。
And that was Jephthah made a vow to the Lord.
他许愿说啊, 如果我从亚门人那里平平安安地回来, 无论什么人啊, 先从我家门口出来迎接我, 我就必, 啊, 就必归你啊, 我也必将他献上为燔祭。
He said, if you deliver me, and if I return home peacefully, no matter who comes to greet me first, I will offer as a burnt offering.
没想到出来迎接他的是他心爱的女儿。
He had never thought that his daughter would be the first to come greet him.
愿已经许了。
His vow had been made.
怎么办？
And what is he to do?
所以这里让我们看出说, 这个, 不要乱许愿。
Yeah, the lesson for us is we shouldn't make foolish vows.
看传道书的五章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse 2.
传道书五章二节, 你在神面前不可冒失开口, 也不可心急发言。 因为神在天上，你在地下， 所以你的言语要寡少。 三节，
3.
事物多就令人 做梦， 言语多就显出愚昧。 四节，
4.
你向神许愿， 偿还不可延迟， 因他不喜悦愚昧人， 所以你许的愿， 应当偿还。 五节，
5.
你许愿不还， 不如不许。 六节，
6.
不可任你的口 使肉体犯罪， 也不可在祭司面前说是错许的， 为何使神因你的声音发怒， 败坏你手所做的呢？ 这里谈到说不要乱许愿。
Your task is not to make foolish vows.
上午谈到 这个扫罗约拿丹在密谋那一场战争。
This morning we talked about the battle of Jonathan.
记载在撒母耳记上的14章那里。
And that's in 1 Samuel chapter 14.
那里呀， 扫罗也是乱许愿。
There, Saul also made a foolish vow.
要百姓起誓， 说如果今天不向敌人报完仇啊， 不可以吃东西啊。
He vowed to God that if they don't revenge today, they will not eat.
不但让那个不知道不知情的约拿丹啊， 差一点, 就因为这样子而要被, 被处死。
Not only did Joshua nearly lose his life, I'm sorry, Jonathan nearly lose his life.
也让百姓因为太饿了, 就把牛羊一宰, 带着血就吃了, 吃了带血的肉而得罪神。
People also ate meat mingled with blood because they were so hungry.
主耶稣在马太福音那边也教导我们, 是就说是, 不是就说不是啊, 凡是多说就出于恶者。
And the book of Matthew also teaches us, let your yes be yes and your no be no, and if you say anything more, then that belongs to the evil one.
不可以乱起誓。
And that we shouldn't make any vows we cannot repay.
所以耶弗他在这里, 他随意起誓, 结果啊, 后果就自己要承担。
So Jephthah had to take the consequences of his vow.
那再来我们也看到他这样的启示啊， 让我们看到他缺乏纯正属灵的知识。
And from this we also see that he lacked a true spiritual understanding.
虽然对以色列选民的历史很熟，
even though he knew the history by heart,
但是对神的律法好像不怎么熟。
But he didn't seem to understand the laws of God.
生命记的18章， 利未记的20章， 都有记载啊， 神要他的选民啊， 不可以像迦南地的人一样， 让儿女惊活， 献给摩洛。
God clearly stated in Deuteronomy 18 and Leviticus 20 that they shouldn't follow the people in the land of Canaan to worship their children, to sacrifice their children.
将人献祭啊， 那是迦南人， 拜偶像的这个， 这个罪恶的风俗啊。
Or to sacrifice any human beings, because that's a custom belonging to the Canaanites.
所以， 这个耶弗他在这里如此的启示， 可见他对神的律法献祭的方法他不是很清楚。
So with Joshua, Jephthah's vow made us realize that he didn't really understand God's laws.
受到这个迦南地这个风俗，拜偶像风俗的掺杂影响。
That his faith was already influenced by the faith of the Canaanites.
32 and 33
talked about his victory.
34 to 40
records the sacrifice of his daughter.
终身为处女。
She was a virgin for her entire life.
这里我们也谈谈这个耶弗他的女儿吧。
And let's talk about her, Jephthah's daughter a little.
虽然他爸爸乱许愿，但是他顺服啊。Even
though her father made a foolish vow, she was submissive.
因为神借着他的父亲拯救了以色列人。
God delivered the Israelites through her father.
所以他情愿。 照他父亲所许的愿而献给神。
She was willing to be offered according to the vow to God.
那在这里呀，有两种解释了哈。
Here there's two ways of interpreting this.
有些主张说，他没有被烧掉，没有像燔祭这样烧掉。
Some people say she wasn't actually burned like a burnt offering.
而是终身不嫁。 守独身啊,
and instead, she never married, and she remained single.
无论是哪一样，就算终身不嫁，也是一个很大的一个奉献。
No matter which one it was, it's still a great sacrifice not to marry ever in her life.
因为在旧约时代，神的应许，弥赛亚要从他们的后代而生。
Because in the Old Testament prophecy, it already stated that the Messiah will come from their tribe.
所以他等于失去这个机会了。
She lost the opportunity to be forefather of the Messiah.
从耶弗他女儿的顺服，以及这个舍弃自己。
From the obedience of Jephthah's daughter.
我们也想到耶稣。 肉身的母亲玛利亚，她的情愿。
We could also understand the what Jesus, the mother of Jesus went through.
当天使告诉她将要这个未婚生子。
When the angel told her that she would have a child before marriage.
我还没有出嫁，怎么能有这事呢？
She answered, "I have not married yet. How could this happen to me?"
因为如果照 这个神的应许成就的话，他不但有可能会被他心爱的未婚夫约瑟给休掉。
Because when this occurred, she could have been refused by her fiance.
也有可能照旧约的律法是要用石头打死的。
Or according to the Old Testament law, she could have been thrown stoned to death.
那是他情愿,
but she was willing.
他愿意为, 为神的使女,
she was willing to be a maidservant of the Lord. Here we see the same example in Jesus.
腓立比书第二章6到8节谈到耶稣他的牺牲。
Philippians 2, chapter 2, verses 6 to 8 talks of the sacrifice of Jesus.
他是神道成肉身来世上。
He was God who manifested himself as flesh.
他却不以跟神为同等为强夺了。
He did not consider it a robbery to be equal with God.
成为人卑微的样式，甚至顺服，死在十字架上。
He came in the lowly form of a man and even submitted himself to the cross.
这今天每个基督徒应当像保罗在罗马书那边所说的。 我们要成为活祭献上。
And every one of us should be, as Paul stated in the book of Romans, we should be a living sacrifice.
是理所当然的。
That it was
holy,
it was acceptable to God.
每个人啊, 都已经献给神了。
And a reasonable service, and every one of us has been sacrificed to God.
成为服侍神啊的器皿。
That we, and we've become vessels of God's work.
成为神悦纳馨香的祭物。
That we've become the offering that brings out an aroma.
好，这是十一章啊的。再来十二章啊。
So on to chapter 12.
十二章啊，谈到啊这个以法连人呐、啊，哦，他再一次的，哦，像当时啊跟基甸呐、啊、无理取闹一样，哦，来找约弗他。
The Ephraimites came once again, just as they did to Gideon.
埋怨呐、啊，约弗他打仗为什么没有找他们去
？Complaining why they didn't they weren't asked to go to the battle with them.
并且说啊，我要用火烧你跟你的房屋啊。
They even said, "We will burn you and your house with fire."
哦，真的是蛮横不讲理。
And they were quite unreasonable people.
但是耶和他不像基甸哈、哦、啊，用委婉的温柔的话来回应。
But unlike Gideon, Jephthah didn't reply them with kind words.
哦，耶和他。啊，是一个很理性的人，如同他跟亚门王啊辩理一样。
And Jephthah was a person of reason.
他也跟以法莲人争辩了。
So he then reasoned with the Ephraimites.
哦，从当跟亚门人征战的时候啊，招你们来啊，你们竟没有来救我，脱离他们的手。
He said, "When we were in the battle with the people of Ammon, I asked you to come, but you did not."
哦。看你们不来啊，我们只好拼命了。
But because you didn't, we had to go and fight harder.
神把他们交在我们手中。
The Lord delivered them into our hands.
但是今天你反而啊，怪上到我这里来啊，要来攻打我。
But today you come and to fight against us.
耶弗他不肯退让。
The Ephraimites did not take a step back.
所以啊就起了干戈啊，打仗啊。
They started a battle.
以法莲人看不起这个基列的人。
Ephraimites despised the Gideonites.
他说你们基列人啊，是在以法莲马拉西当中啊，是逃亡的人啊。
They called them names, saying you're the fugitives among the Ephraimites.
骄傲啊，我们看出以法莲人心中的骄傲。
Here we see clearly the pride of the Ephraimites.
骄傲的结果。是要付出代价。
And they would pay a price.
以法莲人输给了耶弗他。
The Ephraimites lost to the Gideadites.
第六节说以法莲人被杀的有四万两千人。
Verse 6 records 42,000 Ephraimites fell in that battle.
有一个手足的相残。
Here again is another fight between brethren.
一场内战的发生。
Another internal war.
四万两千人无辜死亡。
42,000 people died for no reason.
为骄傲付出的代价。
And this is a price they had to pay for the pride they had.
所以今天我们真的要小心我们心中那个今生的骄傲。
Today we must carefully realize our pride of life.
会让我们付出惨痛的代价。
Because we may have to pay a very bitter price.
十二章的十节到十五节，记载着耶弗他离世。
And 10 to 15 records the death of Jephthah.
他做士师六年。
He was a judge for 6 years.
接下来记载的三个士师。
And then records 3 other judges.
比赞、以伦跟亚顿。
They were Ibzan, Elon, and Abdon.
如同前面所说过的陀拉跟埃尔一样，虽然只有短短的描述。
So similar to Tola and Jair, they were very briefly mentioned.
在他们的人生当中记载着他们曾经为神服侍过。
Very briefly, they were mentioned to have served God.
但也都留在圣经里头啊。
And they remained part of the Bible.
成为这个我们学习的榜样。
And they were all examples for us to imitate.
这是以色列人他们第六个堕落的循环。
So that is the sixth cycle of sin and deliverance.
明天我们就要分享。